Good evening. My name is Avram David. I will be saying the shiur tonight on Pashas Toldos. And we will begin with Perek Chaf Vav. I said the shiur last year also, and we covered the first part of the Pasha, and we will continue now, beginning with Perek Chaf Vav. And Perek Chaf Vav begins, Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz, and Yitzchak Avinu went to Eretz Plishtim. Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, Vayoymer Al Tered Mitzrayma, that you should not go down to Mitzrayim, Shchoin Baretz Asher Aymar Alecha, but you should dwell in the land which I will tell you. In other words, of Rashi, Al Tered Mitzrayma Shoyebedaitoi, Loredes Mitzrayma Kamesha Yorad Aviv B'meharav. He had in mind to go down to Mitzrayim the same way Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim when there was a Rav. Amalai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al Tered Mitzrayma, you mustn't go down to Mitzrayim, Sha'at Oila Smima, you are a perfect, pure Oila, you were put on the Mizbeach by the Akedah, and therefore, V'ein Chutz Al Aretz Kedai Lecha, and you have to maintain your Kedusha, you have to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Going to Chutz La'aretz would be a defamation of that Kedusha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yitzchak to maintain his Kedusha to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Where did he go? He didn't go to Mitzrayim, because that's Chutz La'aretz. He went to Plishtim, that Eretz Plishtim is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and there he went to Eretz Plishtim. Question. We have a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Everybody's familiar with the basic story that happened over there, that Shaul HaMelech, after David was anointed as king, Shaul HaMelech chased David all over the country, any place, any time he was discovered, Shaul ran after him. And there is an episode there where David HaMelech finds Shaul with his whole camp, and they're all fast asleep. And David takes away his spear and his utensil there, and then he speaks to the people and he tells them that you are not doing your job. You're supposed to be protecting the king and everybody's sleeping. Anyhow, he gives this whole speech to Avner, who was Shaul's general. And Shaul all of a sudden says, oh, is that the voice of my son David? And he says, okay, everything will be fine. I won't chase after you anymore. But, of course, David didn't believe him because this had happened before already. And David said to Shaul, "Vata yishmano Adoni HaMelech Divri Avner. Please listen to the words, my master the king, please listen to the words of your servant. Im Hashem hisischa biyareh mincha, bim b'nei adam arurim heimus ne Hashem." Those are difficult words, I'm not going to go into that now. But David said, "Ki gershuna hayoyim mistapech minachlas Hashem. You chasing me out today from dwelling in Nachlas Hashem. Leimar leich avoid elhim achirim. And thereby saying that I should go worship Avodah Zarah." David HaMelech was telling Shaul that since he was any place where David was discovered in Eretz Yisrael, Shaul would run after him and try to capture him. So David is saying, you are forcing me to leave Eretz Yisrael. And by leaving Eretz Yisrael, that's tantamount to saying, Leich avoid elhim achirim. Where did David go? David went to Eretz Plishtim. He went to Achish Melech Gas. And yet, that is the place that we're saying here. David is saying that if he's going to be Eved Avodah Zarah. So it sounds like Eretz Plishtim is not Eretz Yisrael. If David is telling Shaul that he's going to have to leave Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to be a terrible thing, and he's going to Eretz Plishtim. So we have a kasha from our pasuk here, the Chayr in our pasha, it says very clearly that Plishtim is part of Eretz Yisrael, and Yitzchak was commanded to go there rather than to Mitzrayim. The truth of the matter is it's a Gemara. Gemara in Ksubis, at the end of Ksubis, says like this, Tana Rabbanan, La'olam Yidar Adam Beretz Yisrael, Afilo Be'ir Sharuba Ayvdei Kechav. A person should make an effort, he should live in Eretz Yisrael, even if he lives in a place where there's Roiv Goyim. Val Yidar B'chutz La'aretz, Afilo Be'ir Sharuba Yisrael, we shouldn't live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a place where there are many Jews. Shekol Hadar Beretz Yisrael, Doime K'mish Yesh Loya Loya. Somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he has a god, V'chol Hadar B'chutz La'aretz, Doime K'mish Ein Loya Loya. And somebody lives Chutz La'aretz, that's comparable to somebody who does not have a god. Shenemar, Lo Seis Lochem Es Eretz Kenan, Lios Lochem Le'elohim. Pasuk compares the two. I'm going to give you Eretz Kanan, liyos lachem lachim, and thereby I'm going to be your God. So the Gemara is saying that somebody who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is kamish ein loya loya. Actually, Rashi in Chumash brings this Chazal in Pashas Maaseh. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, b'chol she'ein gar ba'aretz ein loya loya, what does that mean that somebody who does not live in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a God? Eloi malach, Kol hador b'chutz la'aretz ki lo'ayved avodas kachavim. If somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's worshipping avodah zarah. It's not that he doesn't have a god, but it's like he's worshipping avodah zarah, which actually sounds a little worse. But v'chein b'davaru oimer, and the Gemara brings a raya from this pasuk in Shmuel. Shuni hayoim mehistapeach benachlas Hashem that leima leich avod al himachir. Gemara is saying that David HaMelech was telling Shaul, you're chasing me out of your Eretz Yisrael, and thereby you're saying that I should worship Avodah Zarah. V'chimi amar loy David leich Avodah al himachem. Did Shaul indeed say to David that he should worship Avodah Zarah? He didn't. But his pressure to force him out of Eretz Yisrael was there. So Dr. Gemara, Loi Malach, Kaladar b'chutz la'aretz, Kilo Oivir v'ezchav. That somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz is Kilo Oivir v'ezchav. So then again, you see from the Gemara very clearly that the Gemara is saying that if somebody goes to Eretz Plishtim, it's going to be Kilo Oivir v'ezchav, and that is Chutz La'aretz. So again, the same kasha we had before from Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was allowed to go to Eretz Plishtim, and that was considered still part of Eretz Yisrael. How does that stem with this incident in Shmuel with David HaMelech? I heard the Schwab said, like, what's the concept over here that it says that somebody who goes to Chutz La'aretz, Ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah, it's a very strange thing, like, why is he being Oyved Avodah Zarah? We have Yidden living in Chutz La'aretz, and they're keeping Torah mitzvahs. Yidden have been in Galus for many, many years, and there was no such complaint against them that they were being Oyved Avodah Zarah. So Rav Schwab said, because there was that great Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. The Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah was so great, we know from many places in Tanakh, and he said that it was something that's difficult for us to understand because we don't have that today. But just imagine the same way that we have a Yetzara for Harayis, they had that Yetzara for Avodah Zarah. Rav Schwab said that this was not just a Gashmias Dikataiva, it was a Ruchnias Dikataiva. They had this thought that in order to get closer to Hashem, if they would worship the Avodah Zarah would be sort of like a middleman. It would be a help for them to get closer to Hashem. So, and that there was a spiritual drive that had good basis to it. So he said like this, somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael at the time when the Shechina was Shari in Eretz Yisrael. That means Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Yekayim. It's Doime K'mish Yesh Lo Eloya, because since he's close to Hashem, and he's close to the Beis HaMikdash, he's close to the Hiskalus HaShechina, so that Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah which is basically a spiritual Yetzirah, is lessened because he has that closeness to Hashem. However, if he lives in Eretz in Chutz La'aretz, which is far away from the Gilui Shechina, so then it's more likely that he would be subject to that Yetzirah Avodah Zarah, and therefore we're worried that he's going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Gemara says, that if a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, he's going to kill Oved Avodah Zarah. And the emes is Rashi in the Gemara over there seems to indicate it, something in line with this, because we said, according to what Rav Schwab said, that this is talking about Bizman Shabbos and Migdash HaYikayim, where there was Gilu Shechina in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says over there in the Gemara, Hayoitzim Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, Bizman HaBayis, Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. So Rashi clearly specifies that this Gemara is talking about Bizman HaBayis, and if it's just us, that a person who goes to Chutz La'aretz is subjecting himself to Tumas Eretz Yisrael, then it shouldn't make a difference. Then it shouldn't make a difference if it's Bizman Shabbos and Migdash Chaim or not. Now, in order to answer this question, let's let's see what's going on over here. Now, Eretz Pelishtim was a land which we know the Pelishtim lived there from way back when. When the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, "Vayinacham Elohim derech Eretz Pelishtim ki korev hu." Already at that time, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Pelishtim were already living there on their part of Eretz Yisrael, which was on the southern coast of the Mediterranean, that which today is the Gaza Strip, and I believe it's a little bit more, a little bit further north as well, but basically, and the Pelishtim lived there quite some time through the whole period of Shoftim, through the in Shmuel, by Shaul, the Pelishtim made trouble, they made by David. So they lived there. Sometimes there was peace between the Pelishtim and the Eden, and sometimes there was not. But Eretz Pelishtim, even though it had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it was part of Eretz Yisrael, like we see over here. Nevertheless, that nobody lived there. No Jews lived there. It was inhabited by Goyim. Rashi says on the Pasuk, Vayizra Yitzchak Baretz Ahi, after Yitzchak came to the Eretz Pelishtim, it says that he planted Baretz Ahi, he planted Meish Arim. So Rashi says, Baretz Ahi Afopish Eina Chashuva Keritzrol Asma. It's not as choshev as Eretz Yisrael proper, which means ke'eretz shiva goyim. Nevertheless, this is what happened. So the Sifzei Chum points out, what does Rashi want over here? So the Sifzei Chum says that Rashi's kavana is to say that even though Eretz Yisrael was part of Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't at the same madrega like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But the question again arises over here that on the one hand we have the Gemara saying that if you would live in Eretz Pelishtim it would be Kemishein La'aloya, and on the other hand Hashem is telling Yitzchak to go ahead and live in Eretz Pelishtim. Now, to answer this question we can say the following. What determines Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? You say there's two elements over here. There's one is there's the Etzem Kedusha of the land. Hashem set aside Eretz Yisrael. That is the holy land. And therefore we have mitzvahs atluyas baretz. Produce that grows there is subject to trumas and maisras and all the mitzvahs atluyas baretz. Shmita, yovel. That's one thing. And that clearly, Eretz Pelishtim is included in that. However, in addition, there's another halacha, that Eretz Yisrael has an additional kedusha because Yidden lived there. Yidden lived there and they practiced Torah mitzvahs. That gives Eretz Yisrael an additional kedusha. So, we could say now, what did Chazal say? Misha dar b'chutz la'aretz k'oyver avodah zarah, or Misha dar b'eretz Yisrael is doim k'mishiyesh la'avodah zarah, is that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mishiyeshla loya, because you're living in a place where there's Torah, where there's mitzvahs, where there's Yidden practicing Yiddishkeit. Masha'im kein. If you go out of Eretz Yisrael, then it's not going to be the same thing, because there you don't have that. You don't have Jews living in observance of Torah mitzvahs. So b'zeh, let's look over here. David HaMelech said that Shaul, you're forcing me out of Eretz Yisrael. It's Kilo, you're telling me Leich Oyved Avodah Zarah. Eretz Pelishtim, Jews didn't live there. So even though Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha's Eretz was there, but that Kedusha, which comes because of the people living there, that wasn't there. So if David would go there, that is what Chazal said, is Daime Kmish Oyved Avodah Zarah. Mashen Ken Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a different zach. Different. Yitzchak had a bodily kedusha. He was an oila, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael told me, you cannot go out of the place that has the kedusha. The kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. Pelishtim had the kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. So therefore Yitzchak was allowed to go to Eretz Pelishtim. How are you going to ask me? But still, Zolzain, he was allowed to go out else, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, what about that difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz that we're saying because of people practicing Torah mitzvahs? And the answer to that is, at the times of Yitzchak Avinu, there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael either. So that halacha of going out of Eretz Yisrael, Kiyil Oyved Avodah Zarah, which Chazal coined, was only Nageya, we said, because of you're losing that practice of Torah mitzvahs, you're losing that Kedusha. That didn't apply in those days. Yitzchak was the only Jewish family that there was, so it really didn't matter if he was in Eretz Yisrael with those Goyim, or he was married, or he was in Eretz Pelishtim with the Goyim that lived there. So now we have an explanation that Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem told him, you have to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And that was only negated to the actual Etzem Kedushas Aretz. And that's why he was allowed to go to Eretz Pelishtim. However, David, as the way the Gemara interprets it, David said to Shaul, if you're going to force me out of Eretz Yisrael and you're going to make me go to Eretz Pelishtim, that's going to be like Oyved Avodah Zarah. And because over there it's full of Goyim, and therefore he's going from Eretz Yisrael, which was full of Yidden with the Ushayim Torah mitzvahs, to Pelishtim, which was the land of the Goyim. And I found there's a Klayakar. The Klayakar says that when David says, he's medayik from the words of David says, Mehistapeach benachlas Hashem. David refers to Eretz Yisrael as Nachlas Hashem. Why is he calling Eretz Yisrael Nachlas Hashem? What is the Nachlas Hashem? He says, the Pasuk says, Ki chelek Hashem amoy, Yaakov chevel nachlascha. That B'nei Yisrael is the Nachla of Hashem. So David is saying, Mehistapeach b'Nachlas Hashem, you're taking me away from Nachlas Hashem. That means from the Yiddish people. You're taking me away from the environment we have Yidden being the kind, Torah mitzvahs, and you're sending me to a place of Plishtim where there's Goyim, and that's the thing which is Kiloi Ve'Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's move on now. Next we have that Rabbi Yishlam says, Eikev Asher Shama Avram B'Koyli. That the reason why you're getting Eretz Yisrael, because Avram listened to my voice, Vayishmor Mishmarti, and he guarded my mishmeres, mitzvoisai, my mitzvahs, chukaisa v'saraisa. Zot Rashi, vayishmar mishmarti, what is mishmeres? Gezeirois laharchoka alazhor satayra. These are gezeirois that the Rabbanan made to keep us away, to keep us distant from Yisurei Torah. Kegoin, shnias larayis, hushvos l'shabbos, those arayis which are osur midrabanan, or Shabbos, things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos midrabanan, all as a prevention to being over in Isidarais. And that's what Mishmeres means, a guard. The Gemara learns out that this whole, the whole Yisoid, the whole source Where the Rabbanan know from that to make gezeiros is because asu mishmeres l'mishmati. The same word, the mishmeres, the Torah commanded the Rabbanan making mishmeres l'mishmati to my Torah. So that's how Rashi says vayishma mishmati. Mitzvaisai. So Rashi says, what is that? Dvorim shilu onich tefuruim heim. Stavis kon gezel shvichas damim. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs that we understand the reasons. For example, robbery and shvichas damim, murder. Everybody understands that you're not supposed to do in the chukaisai. What's chukaisai? Davash yetzahara umasoylam shivin aleim. Those are mitzvahs that people don't understand, and therefore the goyim or others will say, like, what are you doing this for? Goyin achilas chazir, like eating chazir, levisha shatnis, she'ein tam b'dov. But there is no reason that we know for this isser, alegzeres hamelach v'chukaisav halavada. And this is just a gzeres hamelach. Just agavurcha. I remember many, many years ago, we went on a summer trip one time to the Poconos, and we stopped off in this place, which was called Quiet Valley. And it was like an old Amish city, and they had like demonstrations of things that the way they used to do it in the olden days. So remember, there was like an oven there. We learned Gemara, talk about Radia Satas, how they used to have, how this was a whole chokhmah to take bread out of the oven. And with our ovens, it doesn't apply, it doesn't make sense. But we saw the oven there, how they did it, and how this taka was done. There was something there. They also had a loom. That's why I want to tell you about shatness. And they had something here called linzi. And there's the shesi and the eriv, that the one direction of the threads were linen, and one direction was wool. The wool was there to give you warmth and softness, and the linen was to give it strength. So it seems that they made material like that. This was a very common zach, and this is what the Torah asked. But al-Kaponim, it's a choik. We don't understand the reason. And this is something also Avram kept. V'say Raisai, Rashi says, L'havi Torah shaval peh halach l'mishim Sinai. Torah the diak is from the fact that Torah is Lashon Rabim, so the multiple Torahs as Torah shaval peh, Torah shaviksav. The Ramban also goes with this, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even though if the Torah wasn't given yet, the Torah wasn't given until Har Sinai, nevertheless, Avraham kept it, and we'll see later that it wasn't just Avraham himself, the others kept it. So, however, the Sipurnai on this Pasuk says no. And this is, in learning Pshat in the Pasuk, he says no. He says, this goes on the Sheva Mitzvah Znei Noyach. He says, B'shamar gam kein mitzvaysay chukaysa v'sarayisa shenestavu b'nei noyach. Those that b'nei noyach were commanded. He does not go into details to classify which of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach we would call mitzvahs chukas and tyrus. But this is what he says, that Avraham Avinu was, this pasuk at least is telling us Avraham Avinu was meticulous and he kept all zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. This is what he taught when he went out. He taught everybody. It was Begayer Geirim. This is what he taught people. They Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and that was it. So we have a machlokes, the Ramban and the Sipurna and Rashi, if what's shot in the pasuk. However, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Amar Rav, Kayim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. That Avram was Mekayim, the whole Torah. Shenema, Ekev, Asher Shama, Avram, Bekoili. From this Pasuk, that they learn out from this Pasuk, that Avram was Mekayim, Kol Torah Kula. Amalei, Rav Shimi, Bar Chiya, L'Rav, so Rav Shimi, Bar Chiya, said to Rav, how do you know? Be'ema Sheva Mitzvahs, maybe it refers to Sheva Mitzvahs. So they answered him, Ho'ika Nami Mila. There's Mila, so it can't be just Sheva Mitzvahs. So what? Ve'im sheva mitzvahs u'mila. Maybe that he kept sheva mitzvahs neinoyach plus mila. Amalei im kein mitzvoisai v'sayroisai lamali. What is it telling you, mitzvoisai v'sayroisai? So that much that includes something else. That includes other things. Amarava itaim ravashi kaim avram avinu afilu eruve tavshilin. That he was kaim even eruve tavshilin, which is a mitzvah drabbanan. Shenema toiroisai, achas toiv shebiksav, veachas toiv shevalpeh. This is a little different than what Rashi says, but he's saying that this Gemara is telling us that Avraham Avinu was kaim everything. So now, the Agav Orach, I just want to tell you that this mashal, the Gemara's mashal of Erev Tashin, comes under question, like, where does it, he's telling me he was mekayim all the mitzvahs, and we're learning it out from this pasuk. Where in the pasuk do you see any reference to Erev Tavshilin? So, there's a famous word from the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, who says that really the correct girsa is Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is an Erev which somebody has to make if he wants to walk a distance on Shabbos out of the Tchum. And he says that if you say Erev Tchumen, it's very understandable that the pasuk says Akev. Akev, we're translating the word to mean because, since Avraham Avinu listened to the mitzvah, say, Sarai Sukhoisai, but the fact of the matter is Akev also means the heel. So when you have a mitzvah which is related to walking, which is what Tchumen is, so it makes sense to say that it's Erev Tchumen. Zakta Gain. So what happened? He says, in the olden days, when they published Svarim, everything was handwritten. So they were very expert at abbreviations. If you ever have any really old Svarim, you see that everything is abbreviated, sometimes to the point that you don't know what the abbreviations are. So when they saw Erev Tavshilin, they said, okay, Ayin with two dashes and a Tav. And this way there was less to copy over. Remember, every copy of the Sefer had to be written by hand. So they wrote Ayin Tav. Fast forward 100 years, we have the printing press, and all of a sudden, it's not Negea. You do it once, and then the printer prints it again. There's no difference if you print two words or one word. So the printer decided, Ayin Tav must mean Erev Tavshilin. That's what the Gros says, that it was a printing mistake, that they first made it into abbreviation, and then they made it ice abbreviation, and they didn't do it correctly. However, so this is the Gros pshat. However, there's a, that's the Kenan Nibali Atoisvis, has a different pshat in this example of Erev Tavshilin. He says like this. It says in Pashas Vayera, which says that when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, so Vayikach Chema V'cholav, that he gave them butter or cream and milk. And Malameh Shechilom Basa V'cholav, that, so this Medrash says that, you see from here that Avraham Avinu gave the Malachim Basa V'cholav. V'chisharatza Kodesh Baruch Litin Torah L'Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim to get the Torah, so Amru ha-malachim tzunahayt chalashamayim. Why are you giving the Torah to the lowly people on earth? Put your hoid, your glory on the shamayim. Give it to the malachim. Amalohem kosep ha-Torah lo sevashal gidi b'chalei b'imoy. B'yatem kishiradetem l'mate achaltem basa v'cholav. He says, how could I give it to you? You had your opportunity. You went down to Avraham Avinu and you ate basa v'cholav. I can't give you the Torah. So the Gemara in Shabbos has this in a different version, but I'll kapanim. So the Yad Hoydu LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMalachim Umayde, and Vahayni D'Chsev, and that's what it says. Vayoyim Hashem Umayshe. It says like this. Ksav L'Chos Advar Ma'ile. He says he told Moshe Rabbeinu to write down the Torah. Ki Al Pi Advar Ma'ile Karati Im Itcha Brischa Ves Yisrael. Because through these words, I was koyris bris with the Eden. What does it mean through these words? Zok the Medrash, because the pasuk right before that is loy savashal gidi b'chalei v'imoy. So zok the Medrash, that because of the iser of loy savashal gidi b'chalei v'imoy, that's why karati itcha bris ve'es Yisrael, that's why the Torah was given to the Eden and not to the Malach. So the Balei Atosis say Vaita. He says that this Medrash is arguing on a different Medrash. Because the different Medrash says, what's the Pshat Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kolatura Kula Fila Erev Tavshilin? What does Erev Tavshilin, Eruvei Tavshilin? What does Eruvei Tavshilin mean? Perish, Tavshilin, Muravin, Shlohaya Eichel Basav Echalav. It's nothing to do with what we call Erev Tavshilin. It means, literally translated, Eruve Tavshilin means the mixture of cooked items. He says they didn't mix, or they didn't eat Basav Echalav. So the Avram Avinu didn't eat Basav Echalav. What happened with the Malachim, as we know, he first gave them the milk, and afterwards he gave them the meat, and therefore there was no problem. So we have here now two pshatim in what the Gemara says and what the Chazal say, that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim even Erev Tavshilin, even it's the Gra's pshat that it's talking about Eruv Tchumen, and that's the remez of Ekev. Well, you have this Medrash that says it means that he was mocked, but he didn't eat Basav Echalav. What kind of remez there is in the words of the Pasuk, the Medrash doesn't say. But Al Kopanim, we see here that the Gemara tells us that the others kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Frek the Ramban. How could you say that the others kept Kol HaTorah Kula? We see Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. Two sisters is one of the Arayis. You're not allowed to marry two sisters when they're both alive. So how could Yaakov Avinu have married Rachel and Leah? Dr. Ramban, Vanirai Lai Midas Rav Yisenu. He says, this is what I understand from Divrei Chazal. Shalomad Avram Avinu HaToyra Kula Baruch HaKodesh. Avram learned Kol HaToyra Kula Baruch HaKodesh. V'asak Bo, and he was busy with it, with the Tamei Mitzvah Ser, V'Soydah Ser, with the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and the Soydah HaToyra, Bishamar Oisa Kula Kamish Eina Mitzvah Vais. And he kept it. He was Eina Mitzvah Vais, so he was not Mitzvah yet. The Torah was not given. The Torah was Chiyav until Matan Torah. But Dr. Ramban, Ushmirasai Oisa Haya Bechutz Ba'aretz Levad. He only observed the Torah while he was in Eretz Yisrael. The Yaakov Bechutz La'aretz Nasa Achayas. And Yaakov married Rachel Leah that was in Choron, that was out of Eretz Yisrael. So there he, even though it says, the Avos Mukayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Dr. Ramban, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Amram, the Kasha, they also asked Amram. Amram married Yocheved, who was his aunt, which is also one of the Arayis. Yeah, that was, they were not in Eretz Yisrael. Ki mitzvahs mishpat elokei ha'aretzein. So there is a connection between Kima mitzvahs and Eretz Yisrael. Frek the Ramban, Afal Pishu Zanav Choyiv Saguf V'Chalmakim. We have two types of mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs that are Tluyas Baretz, with that like Truma Samaiser, Shmita. Obviously, those you only can do in Eretz Yisrael, because that is the mitzvah. However, Choyiv Saguf, mitzvahs that are obligatory on the person, there's no difference between if a Yid is in Eretz Yisrael or if he's in Chutz Laretz. Person has to put on tefillin, doesn't matter where he is, or he has to take a lulav on sukkahs, it doesn't matter where he is. So what is this that Ramban is asking, what is this that I'm telling you that the others only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael? So he says, there's a remez for this in the Sifri, v'ani a'ircha boi be'ez Hashem, and I will tell you this site later on, and he'd say from Stum Pashas Vayikra, in Pashas Achimois, in Sefer Vayikra, by the Arayas, where he says that Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Maisa Eretz Canaan. So the Ramban says over there that Hichma HaKosa Barayas Bavur HaOres Shetitma Ba Vatokian Afashas Oisus. So these terrible things, these Tayevas that they did in Eretz Yisrael, that can't work. Chutz La'aretz, of course, it's also as well, but it's not of the same severity. So there is some connection over there. So that is the Saida Dava, he says, is Bekosav, Behanchal El, Yangoyim, Bafida, Bnei Adam, Yatzeh, Gulasam, Chelef, Hashem, Amai. Ramban doesn't really explain, but, you know, the best that we can understand is that there is a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, that Kedusha repels and cannot tolerate such kind of Isurim. So therefore, the Avis, when they wanted to get onto a higher level of Kedusha, so they did that better together with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Ramban in Pashas Vayera also. Ramban says by Sidoim, where the Sidoim was completely destroyed and was overturned, the Ramban says, V'da ki mishpat sdoim hoyo l'malas Eretz Yisrael. If this had happened elsewhere, they wouldn't have gotten the same punishment. It's something that Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate. Kashe toki es agoy, the Torah says, as a loshen, that the Eretz throws up that those ta'evas, those people who propagate these type of terrible things. And that's what we say, that's what happened by Stein. So the Rabban is telling you that the Torah, they only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because it's Al Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There is a Das Kainim Balei HaTosfos, who says, he asks a kasha, for example, another kasha. Avraham Avinu married Hagar. Hagar was from Mitzrayim. She was Bas Melech. Rashi tells us that she was a Bas Melech. She says she'd rather be the Amma for Avraham Avinu. If Avram kept the Kol HaTorah Kula, a Mitzri, you're not allowed to marry a Mitzris until Dor Shlishi. So what happened over here? So Zokta Das is kind of very interesting. He doesn't really get involved in this whole issue of how and what, when Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but he just says that Avram was a ger. Since he was a ger is allowed to marry a Mitzris. So that's how he answers the question. We'll see there's other terutz in this kasha as well. The Arachayim in Pashas Vayechi is not happy with the Ramban. He says that, Mi gilo loy soidzeh. Where does he know from? That you say that there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. There's no such thing. Like the Ramban himself asked the kasha. Zokt Arachayim, he says a different pshat. It's very interesting. And he says, Ha'avas kiblu atayra mishem, shekiblu minoyach, shekiblu mechanoich, shekiblu madam arishna, shalemdem piagvura. And he brings a pasuk in Iyov. Hashem yizbarach taught Adam harishon the Torah. And it was given on, it was given weiter, to chanoich, to noyach, to the avas. Now, and that's where they got the Torah. But however, they weren't commanded to keep it. It wasn't Torah Schiv. It was just, they learned the Torah, and they knew what the mitzvahs were, but it was if they would be Mekayim, it would be good. Otherwise, they weren't Mekhoyiv to be Mekayim. Except, of course, Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, those, they were Mekhoyiv to keep. But, he says like this, V'ha'ovayis t'tzad chavivusa b'Hashem. The others, because of their love to Hashem, v'cheshkam ba'oisher elyon, and their desire for oisher with an aleph, the supreme happiness of lamayla. That means ruchniyistika benefits. Kaim la kol k'omra. They were mekayim the whole Torah because they understood in the seidus haTorah that any mitzvah that they do gives them some kind of benefit. They would benefit from the outcome of the mitzvahs. Zokhtar Chaim, but therefore, Havel Mokam Shayuroyin Toelis, Devahat Slachalahem. But if they found another Toelis, for example, Kinshe Tama Yaakov Kishahirgish Patslachosa Benesiyashte Achoyas, he saw the benefit of marrying these two sisters. To be Mamid Yud Bei Shvatim, they were big tzadkonias. So Helim Ayin Mi Revach Hanim Shechem Mikim Mitzvah. So he looked aside, so to speak, on the mitzvah because he wasn't mechuyev to the mitzvah, and they figured out that they could have more benefit by doing this. Like the same thing with Yocheved and Amram, they saw that the benefit of Moshe Rabbeinu coming out of such a zivug was such a great benefit, so they went and they, so to speak, were over this Isser, which they weren't over because they were a mitzvah, in order to get the benefit of this zivug. Of course, we're not allowed to do something like that. The person can't say he has a cheshbon kirayv an Isser. You find, for example, Shlomo Melech says, Layarbe Laynoshim, Layosu Labava, and he said, Ani Arbe, Layosur, So he was clearly, it says in the Pesukim, he was clearly, he was Oyver and Issa. There was no heter to do something like that. And Lamaisa is, there is Azah, Mashmas and Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael Torah, the Rambam say, compares that which Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel did. He went ahead, he was Oyvan Issa Torah, and he was makriv shchutei chutz, he was shchutei chutz and halos chutz, in order, this was Hirasha, in order to prove to everybody that Hashem hu Elokim. And the Rambam says, "Gam Yomim Yaakov Shasa Ma'isa Pinu Bo'asai Shiachalisa Beizachos." And the same thing Yaakov Binu did when he married two sisters. Now the question is, does the Rambam mean Nevuasai that Yaakov Binu specifically got a Nevuah that he should marry these two sisters, and that Eliyahu Hanavi got a specific Nevuah that he should do this Bahar Karmel? That's not clear. In Malachim, there are different Mefarshim. But there are a lot of Mefarshim that say that Eliyahu never had a Nevuah to do this. He did it on his own. But he was a Navi. He was allowed to do it. And once he did it, the Rebbein Shalom went along with him. But Al-Kapanim, you see here, this you cite that the Rechaim says that they did it voluntarily and they did it for their spiritual gain. So if there was some kind of situation where they would have more of a spiritual gain by doing something else, They were allowed to, and they did it. So we have two mahalchim now how to answer why Yaakov married two sisters. We have the Ramban because it was chutz la'aretz, and we have the Arachayim that says that there was spiritual gain to be had. There's a maral gurayim pashas vayigash on the pasuk by Shaul ben Akananus. Rashi says that Shaul ben Akananus was ben Dina, and Shimon because Sheb nivala l'kanani. That Dina was Nival al-Kanani, Shem ben Chamor, the Nasa Shimon and Shimon married. Afrek the Maral, how was Shimon allowed to marry his sister? Now, there is a whole Dion in the Mefarsh, the Sefer that the Mishnah Melech wrote, and Chumash is brought on Sipse Chachomim, that Prashas Drachim, that if the Shvatim had a din of Yisrael or not. The others were saying now they were Mkayim Kalatar Kulo Eredin of Yisrael. But by the Shvatim, Nitazay Pashat. If you look in the Sifse Chom, in the beginning of Pashat Zayesha, he brings this down and he explains that this was the Machlokes Yosef with the brothers. The Yosef said that they were Ivan Arayas, they were Mzalzel B'Shvachas, and they didn't. And the Machlokes basically comes out to if they had a din of Yisrael or not. So, but you see here, this Maral is assuming that they did have a din of Yisrael. So why? How is he allowed to do that? So the Maral says that when the Ovis, or whoever it was the Kabbal to do the whole Torah, that was like Geirus. And Gershon is Geirus, he caught the Shonel Adam. So therefore, Yaakov, let's start with Yad Amram and his aunt, they weren't related. They were all Geirim when they were Mekabal to keep the Torah. Yehuda was Miyabim Kalosa because they were all like Geirim. Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, so they also, every day with the two sisters were like Geirim also. They were Megaya. Once they accepted to keep the Torah, the Maral says that's like Geirus. And therefore, there wasn't a problem. So now, we have a third Mahalach, how Yaakov Avinu was allowed to marry two sisters, and that is because it was Gershon's guy, Kodesh and Melodam. And there's a Masha, in addition to that, there's a Masha that says that that Avraham Avinu, this actually the Masha that explains how he was married two sisters is a long Masha. There's no time for that now. But just I want to tell you that there's a Masha that says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTerukula only once he was Gemalot. For Koidim Lachem, before he was Gemal, he was not Mekayim, and that way he answers the kasha that we had before, that how was he allowed to marry Hagar. Exactly, the cheshbon of how he was allowed to marry two sisters is not answered with this, because this has nothing, Yaakov Avinu was way after that, but I found there's a Rishon that Reb Chaim Paltiel, is a Rishon, and he says this Yisrael. So he asks an interesting question, which everybody asks. Why did Avraham Avinu wait until Hashem told him to be Tamal? He should have done it before. We see Avraham Avinu was Kaim Kol HaTorah Kula Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So why didn't he do mitzvah? Why didn't he do the mitzvah of Milah? So he says that Avraham Avinu was not Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula until after he had the Milah. Because Avakoidim Lachem Zakta Lohoya Bay Das Lekayim Es HaMitzvahs. He didn't have the Das to Mekayim the Mitzvahs. You see, Rashi brings in Chumash, there was Hey Evarim he was missing. He brings a different Gemara, and the Dharma says, Hey Devarim HaYechos Avraham Avinu Koidim HaMilah, Ria Sanayim, two eyes, two ears, and Havana Salev. And therefore, Zokt Reb Chaim Paltiel, that extra das that he got at that point by the Bris Mila gave him the whole understanding to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, maybe like the Aruch Chaim says, but he doesn't say, but so therefore you see this Reb Chaim Paltiel as well says that Avraham Avinu was only Mekayim the Kol HaTorah Kula after he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila. And now we have four different Mahalchim to understand this Yisoid of the Gemara that says that all of us were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, because we have Kashas on it that we seems to be that in certain cases they were not. And so this is the Rambana says V'chutz La'aretz, the Maharal, the Aruch Chaim says that it was only Vishus, and they went in a place where they could get spiritual benefit, then they were allowed to do it. You have the Maharal who says that they will had a din of Gershon's guy cutting Shanei L'dami, and now you have the Mashal that says that he didn't do it until after he was Gemalot. Good Shabbos, everybody.